supporters, volunteers, and staff of the National Justice Party. Over the past few weeks, I have tried to get an overall picture of the NJP's activities. In the interest of developing a long-term strategic plan, I wanted to determine what resources, men, money, were at the party's disposal. At first, my inquiries were trivial. How many men in such and such a state? How many new personnel vetted per month? And the like. But even in such petty things, my investigation was hindered again and again. Tuesday of last week, I found out why. Orders were issued behind my back to block NJP staff personnel from speaking to me. Who issued these secret orders? I asked the Central Committee. The answer was quite a shock. The Chief of Staff himself, Tony Hovater. Now, how could this be? Not only am I a member of the board, but also the legal owner of the National Justice Party's corporate entity. I am entitled, no, obliged by law, to understand what is being done in my name. I confronted the Chief of Staff and the Chairman about this clear violation of law and of custom. The answers that I received were unsatisfactory. I pressed and pressed, but again and again, I was told to shut up and repeatedly insulted for having the temerity to ask for information that is my right, indeed, my duty, to know. These two gentlemen left me no recourse but to accuse them of withholding documents, of gross incompetence, and of dereliction of duty. I stand by those accusations. I offered to submit myself to confidential binding arbitration with Messrs. Hovater and Painovich in the interest of finding out the truth and without exposing the organization to embarrassment. But Mr. Painovich refused my offer. What is he afraid of? What is he hiding? Well, now, I have today an answer. Last night, I checked the bank records for NJP's corporate entity. Mr. Hovater, Chief of Staff, and I, owner, are the only two people with access to this bank account. What I found was deeply concerning. $10,000 had been transferred on 13th February 2023 from party funds to a Kraken cryptocurrency account belonging to Mr. Hovater. Never has a similar transaction occurred. At no other time has money been moved from the NJP account to this or any other cryptocurrency exchange. I have records to prove all of this. If this matter ever comes before a court, the bank can authenticate these records. This is part of an ongoing pattern of behavior, of secrecy, of lies, of deceptions. Thus, in the interest of preventing any further money grabs, I have removed Mr. Hovater from the account. I have granted viewing access of the bank account to a highly respected neutral man of outstanding character known to me and to the other board members. He will provide oversight of the bank account. I will not touch a penny until this matter is resolved. Mr. Hovater, what is going on? Mr. Painovich, what is going on? For the sake of our trusting supporters and in the interest of our budding movement, I demand that Messieurs Painovich and Hovater provide an explanation and that they back it up with authentic documents, including payroll information and crypto records. If they cannot do that, I will have to dispose of the bank account money in a way that is in keeping with the intent of those who gave it to us. Given that I am still the legal owner of the corporate entity and a member of the board, this is my legal and moral duty. I swear to you that I will dispose of the money only in consultation with competent legal and financial advisors, and I will announce publicly how the money is to be spent and to whom it is given. Now, perhaps this is all a misunderstanding. Maybe this was an authorized bonus or salary. I do not know. But I promise you that I will find out. Given the lack of transparency from Messieurs Hovater and Painovich, you can understand why I find this suspicious. On the very same day that Mr. Hovater took that money, the Central Committee offered, through an intermediary, to give me a severance package of $10,000. I, of course, refused. I can produce witnesses to testify to these facts. I stated that I will not accept pay from a political organization that, as it stands, I cannot believe in. Indeed, I have never accepted a salary from this or any other political organization. Even if you consider the money that I received for help fighting my 4-year-long legal battle in Michigan, I have, on balance, lost tens of thousands of dollars in the service of this movement. And in its service, I have given up all hope of career, of advancement, of prestige. I have given up all hope except my unshakable belief in the ultimate triumph of the National Socialist worldview. If somehow Mr. Hovater's $10,000 transfer was legitimate, I will return the rest of the party's bank funds to the board, and I will resign. Again, under no circumstances will I spend a penny of that money without giving a public explanation. But I very much doubt that Mr. Hovater's action was legitimate. On this, I stake my whole reputation. I will not tolerate a conspiracy against the trust and goodwill of the NJP supporters. Supporters, volunteers, and staff of the National Justice Party, you must demand answers and not the petty little answers that I at first sought, but big ones. Who is being paid? How much are they being paid? How much money is in the crypto accounts? What has been done with this money? This organization needs to appoint an inspector general to go through every available record. And so, I have done everything in my power to uncover the truth and to set things right. I am now at an impasse. Of course, I was reluctant to make any of this information public. I have never aired dirty laundry, lest doing so be seized upon and exploited by our external enemies. But I have exhausted every other option. No protocol, no procedure is left to me other than this open and frank appeal to you, the people who have believed and sacrificed for this cause. Now, I understand why my comrades, Warren and Alan Balog, Michael McKevitt, and Joseph Jordan, have not come to my aid. Most men prefer to avoid conflict, especially when facing double dealing and treachery. When conflict comes, it is a heart-rending thing to have to pick sides between men who you believe to be your friends. I understand because I know that my friends, Warren, Alan, Michael, and Joey, have been tricked by this sneak Hovader and his enabler, Hanovich. Without my friend's support, I am powerless to root out this problem according to any established procedure. When faced with a secretive and duplicitous enemy, open conflict is the only way to bring justice. National Justice Party, what does the name even mean? Supporters, comrades, in this highest crisis of our newly reborn movement, I ask you what Major Otto Ernst Rehmer asked the wavering soldiers and officials in Berlin in the confused evening hours of July 20th, 1944. Für oder gegen den Führer? Are you for or against the Führer? I'm for him. Are you?